Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
You're listening to Mind Food Radio and we're live at your place. Really nice to have you with us. A very serious topic now for men.
We sure do. And I'd like to welcome to the show Mike Chapman. He is the campaign director of Blue September. Hi, Mike.
Hello, guys.
Now, what is Blue September?
Quite simple. Blue for boys.
Yes.
September is International Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, which is one of our key cancers that we concentrate on.
Yeah.
Hence Blue September. Like the whole pink thing. It's for blokes.
Okay. Now, in terms of prostate cancer, what sort of age should we start looking at that?
Basically, the short story is, if you've got some family history, 40 onwards.
40 onwards.
Getting, 40 onwards. You need to be getting tested every year. If you don't have a family history, certainly by 50 plus, you need to be having those yearly checks.
It is a fact that men don't like talking about health, unless you're a bit of a hypochondriac. But you know, why is it that men feel so... is it a shame to talk about their health?
I think we're busy and we're bulletproof. That's how we think. We go to the doctor when we're sick, and we're quite pathetic when we're actually sick. But, you know, you're the whole man flu thing. But we're really not good at prevention. We're miles behind where women are on prevention. You know, they grow up with the whole culture of pap smears and what have you.
Do you think we're just giant scaredy cats, though, that we don't want to hear bad news and we don't want the inevitable?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. And really, I'm just looking at myself here. Despite the fact I do all this as a job, I look within myself and I'm exactly like this.
Yeah.
I just don't want to hear the bad news. Yeah. I'm kind of busy. I'm kind of... It's a stupid approach, of course, because with early diagnosis, the news isn't so bad.
Yeah.
With late diagnosis, the news is bad.
Because the statistics actually aren't that great, are they, for men, in terms of cancer and the range of different cancers?
They're ridiculous. 33% more men are diagnosed with cancer than women. Now, that's not a biological thing. That's all about us being men. Also, we're more likely to die of cancer because of late diagnosis, basically.
What are the main cancers? For men.
Prostate's a biggie. Of course, testicular is not so big, but it's the other male-specific cancer, and that's kind of like the young man's cancer. What I was saying about the stats with 40-plus is not relevant with testicular cancer. You actually need to be worried about that as a teenager.
I was tested for that once. I was one of those type of kids that worried a lot about things and you know, everything was cool.
But Ben, let's be honest, you have been tested for everything.
Well, I have been, but you know what? I lecture a lot in education places, and a lot of the younger guys now coming through, and I don't know whether this is a change because, you know, young men talk more about things openly, but they do talk about stuff like this, but they don't actually go to the doctor.
Do you find that, Mike?
For sure. I think it's getting better. I would love one day for the work that I do here to be over, because we're all behaving like we should. And I do see change with younger guys. They're definitely more open to this whole getting checkups and so on, rather than say, my dad's generation, who just would rather die than consider a doctor sticking their finger up their bottom.
Yeah. For an examination.
Yes.
Well, it's a very, very, very good cause, and one that we all need to keep talking about, because by talking about it more and more, it actually gets out there to the people it needs to get to.
And look, it's so simple, isn't it? If feeling crook or something doesn't feel right, go see a doctor.
Yeah, I mean, this campaign's about cancer, but I mean, the same is about all health, you know, about heart disease, about high cholesterol, or, you know, cholesterol issues. Mm. Basically...
Or just go for a checkup.
Yeah, I think this is a good test. Do you know the name of your doctor? You know, if you ask a woman in the street, what's the name of your GP? They know the answer. You ask a bloke that, they're all vague and, I'm not really sure, I'd have to check with the wife. Or,
you're right about that, actually.
Yeah, that's a little test. I always say, if you can't name your GP...
You've got problems.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, thanks for being on the show today. That's Mike Chapman, the campaign director from Blue September.
A pleasure. Get blue, by the way. It's September.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.